You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This note comes from Stella. And I got to tell you, I love that name. How come there aren't more
you
people
like that,
named
huh?
Stella?
It's pretty solid.
It's such
name.
A classic name. It makes me want to do the yell, you know, from the movie. Stella!
Oh, my God.
Look it up, Jeremy. Streetcar
okay.
Named Desire.
Okay.
Marlon Brando. Anyway, she writes, we have a daughter in fifth grade who has asked us if she could have a Ouija board. Do people fight over the pronunciation of this?
It's spelled
Ouija
funny.
Board, Ouija board.
We just say Ouija board, right?
We all tend to call it a Ouija board.
It's the Ouija.
Anyway, she's fifth grade. Okay. Stella writes, my husband said that's a hard no. But I think it would be funny. I also think it's a rite of passage for kids her age to get their friends together and scare each other with things like that. I'm trying to talk my husband into it, but he says he'd only agree if Dom and Jeremy did a five call says it all and voted for it. So now we are turning it over to you, boys.
Okay.
Stella. Man, that's a lot of power that this show has.
I know, this poor kid.
We're now helping to raise children.
This poor kid's going to hate us if we say no on the Ouija board.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's not up to us. We get to deflect some of the responsibility. We call it Five Calls Says It All because we are opening up the phones right now. 303-691-1MIX. That's how you find your boys. 303-691-1649. Do you fall into the camp of no, absolutely not, this satanic stuff, whatever with kids, blah, blah, blah?
That's the thing.
Or do you fall into the camp of, oh, come on, it's harmless fun.
It's kind of silly.
And it's what kids do and quit taking away their fun, blah,
but the whole
blah,
backstory
blah.
Of the Ouija board is summoning spirits, talking to the dead, getting a bunch of neighbor kids together and scaring the hell out of them. So do you want a fifth grader doing that? What if this stuff really works? Next thing you know, you got a spirit in your house slamming your cupboard doors while you're trying to sleep at night.
I would love to have a spirit in the house. That would be cool.
Would you? What if it's a mean spirit? What if it's like tripping you? And you go into the bathroom and there's blood running down the mirror.
Why automatically assume that it's a wicked evil spirit? What if it's Casper the Friendly Ghost, man?
I feel like a wicked spirit would come for you for some reason.
Here's our number, 303 for me personally.
Yeah. Yep.
It's coming for you, buddy.
Because you're poo-pooing it all the time.
I would tear that wicked spirit up. It would slink away not knowing what hit it. It'd be like, oh, man, I picked the wrong person to haunt.
You'd be crying in a corner.
I do have to laugh at Madeline. She goes, a wicked spirit would have already come for Dom.
Oh, you think so, huh?
That's funny. And I, you know, listen, the truth is, how do you know I'm not the wicked spirit?
Blah, blah.
You just don't know now, do you?
Blah.
Mike is saying the wicked spirit is one of Dom's old girlfriends. What is going on? Why am I getting picked on so much today? What did I do?
Do you have a lot of dead ex-girlfriends? How did they die, Dom?
To the phones we go. Here comes Nate. Nate, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
So are you agreeing with Stella or are you agreeing with her husband?
I agree with her husband. I totally agree with him.
Why?
I'm saying this as, because I'm 19 myself, so I'm trying to look at this as an older person and be like, well, would I want my kid to do that? And I think she should wait.
Kind of understand more what she's playing with? Why is the reasoning?
What age is acceptable?
I think at least above 16, only because you see a lot of the social media influence that's going around. And how I look at it is you just kind of seen it and be like, oh, this would be kind of cool and funny. Now, I'm not saying, you know, like everything is bad about it, but I just think that she should do a little more research on it and maybe wait until she's a little bit older.
Do you feel like the Ouija board is evil, Nate?
Oh, I would say the Ouija board's evil.
Yeah. I was reading a Reddit thread about it a little bit ago, and yeah, there's a lot of evil that comes from it. People that have played with those, and then like a pet dies, or somebody they know dies, or they get robbed. It was like too many coincidences. Yeah. Like they played with it, and the next day something happened, you know? They spilled red wine on their white carpet or something.
Yeah.
All because of the Ouija board.
Yeah, well, you know, I ate an apple, and my cat 5 minutes later threw up. Is there a connection between those two things?
No, not at all.
Here is Courtney. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what do you think? Is it okay or not okay?
Absolutely okay. And I don't think you're going to find five people, unless it's all dudes, that say it's not okay.
Unless it's all dudes.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm a dude, and I'm saying go get it and have fun.
Exactly. Well, then you're the exception, as usual.
Oh. I don't know if that's a compliment or a slam.
Backhanded compliment? Or...
Either way.
So did you have one growing up?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Really?
And then when my daughter was older, we got another one and went up to the Stanley Hotel and freaked out her and her friend, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh,
it's just
that's
like
cute.
Telling ghost stories. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
All right, Courtney.
All right, Courtney.
I'm glad we're simpatico on this. Have a great day today, okay?
You as well.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you for being on the show. Cheryl says, we played with those as kids. Didn't hurt us.
Right. I never did. I never did the whole, you know, sleepover and doing the Ouija board and all that. So I guess I don't really, I can't put myself in the position of actually using one. I've just, you know, read the stories. Why does she want a Ouija board? She's fifth grade. Go buy something else with your money.
Because she knows that's the whole thing about just having fun and laughing with your friends and so forth and so on. And it's spooky Halloween season. She's probably seen a movie where they had a Ouija board.
Or does she have another, you know, alternative motive where they're trying to put a hex on somebody? She's getting together with her girlfriends and they're going to cause some issues, you know, some other people.
Listen, I got news for you. I've seen Mean Girls. They don't need a Ouija board to wreak
havoc. They're just mean in general.
Let's go to the phones again. Good morning. Hi, who is this?
My name is Vanessa.
Vanessa, what do you think? Are you on Stella's side or the husband's side?
I'm a non-dude, and I'm totally against it.
Well said. It's a good line. Good line.
Why are you against it?
I just think that, I mean, and full disclosure, did I play with it when I was a kid? Probably. I just don't think it's appropriate at this age. I do think that you're kind of, if you don't believe that there's something weird or suspicious or spooky or creepy or even, dare I say, evil about it, then why are you playing with it to begin with? Because the whole point of it is the idea that you think that it's connected to the other side. So, and if you believe that, then why would you mess with it?
Well, right. I played it when I was a kid. I didn't believe that stuff. I did it just for entertainment value, and it was entertaining as hell. Well, we laughed our butts off, and we didn't believe it.
Well, maybe that's a good question. Maybe that's a conversation the parents should have with kids. Why does she want to do it? Does she believe in it? Does she think it's ridiculous? And I think that might be a good
What's
question.
Your end game? What are you trying to accomplish with this, really?
Well, right, because if she does believe it's, you know, like, even if she doesn't believe, obviously, she wouldn't be, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but she probably doesn't believe it's evil because she wouldn't want to mess with it, right? But if she thinks it's, like, connected to the other side and spirits and all that, what, you know, why?
Well, maybe
you know,
she does think it's like, evil, and that is why she wants to mess with
but,
it.
Well,
she's got an evil streak down in her.
But let me go back to my original question. Let me go back to my original question a few minutes ago. Why do people automatically assume that all spirits, like we're talking about, are evil and wicked? Why are 100% of them wicked?
I don't personally, but I think that's something that you're summoning up, you know, right? That, you know, I mean, right? You're summoning in quotes, right? And who knows? But if you're trying to, you know, talk to these spirits,
Don't you have like a 50-50 chance you're going to get a happy spirit or a mean spirit?
Imagine for a moment
50-50
that you
chance.
Are a nice, imagine you're a nice spirit and you're on the other side and you're like, dang, why won't anyone talk to me? All they want to do is summon the evil ones. Why don't they summon the nice spirits every once in a while. I'll come in. I'll clean the house for you while you're off at work. I'll walk the dog.
You'll open your freezer. There'll be ice cream in there. Who put this in here?
If you will. Devil's advocate, being that a nice spirit, right? If these spirits are all powerful and they can come to you and be seen, then why would they need a Ouija board? I feel like maybe it's this is all just off the top of my head too. I haven't thought this out thoroughly, but
why wouldn't the evil ones just show up too?
Hold on just a second, because we've got other calls. We've got to run because we're running up against time. But thank you for your thoughts on that. So far, between calls and text messages, that people are leaning towards not doing it. Let's try to quickly take a couple of more. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jake.
Jake, what do you say? Are you on Stella's side or the husband's side?
I'm on Stella's side. Go for it. I don't think all spirits are evil. And what's the bad thing about connect? It's just a toy. It's fun. I had to call in because I can't have all these naysayers on this. I say go for it.
He just wants some people to have fun, huh, Jake?
Jake, we're
Jake
just
from State Farm.
Jake and I are going to go have fun, and you guys can all sit over in the corner and tremble.
I don't
want to
do it. I'm going to look
Jake
over in the corner, and
laughing.
There'll be a stuffed animal with its eyes bleeding. I don't want
See,
that.
How cool would that be,
no,
though?
Oh, God, no.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
What do you think, Tammy? Quickly, we're running up against time here. Is it okay to have the Ouija board or not?
No, because it has a way of inviting evil into your home.
Now, okay, well, thank you for that. All right.
Why'd you cut her off?
Well, because we're up against time. We got to run, and she made her point. But can't... If evil wants into your home, isn't it just going to come into your home whether you're playing a silly game from Hasbro or not?
You might be dating evil right now. You don't know.
Right. People listening could be evil. And they don't need a game.
But it's just one less thing to have in there to possibly bring evil in. Like, if it's not even there, then that's off the table. That's one way that you won't be bringing evil in. Versus the guy
Hasbro.
That you met at the truck stop.
I don't even know who makes it. Is it Hasbro?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Hasbro makes the Ouija board?
That's what it says here.
Is it a big seller? I guess it's been around forever. It must be a big seller.
Well, sure.
Oh, boy.
Listen, everyone who called in, thank you for your calls. All the text messages are blowing up our text line right now. Thank you so much, especially those of you who are making us laugh. A couple of them we cannot put on the air. We cannot say.
Hasbro needs to reinvent it with the Happy Ouija board then, right? Why wouldn't they do that? Rebrand
it.
Why
don't you make it the way you want it to be?
The Happy Ouija board.
Why don't you get a Ouija board and just summon and just say at the beginning,
no,
at this time accepting calls from Happy
Spirits.
No,
it needs to have a different look and feel to it because the Ouija board itself looks very spooky and old, like torn paper. It needs to be unicorns and rainbows and glitter dust when you open the box. And it's the Happy Ouija board from Hasbro. Have all these kids around
God.
It. Yay!
Here we go. The weenification of America continues.
They're like summoning the original Ronald McDonald.
Now we got glitter and
bunch of happy Blinky. They're
Ouija
summoning
board.
Blinky the clown. Yay!
Hey, listen, that might be kind of evil. Yeah. Clowns?
Rebranded, Hasbro.
Anyway, Stella, it seems like everyone is split, so I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what you got to do. Work it out with your husband.
Yeah, figure it out yourself.
Why don't you get the Ouija board and then you play with the kids so that you're there as parental supervision? Make it better?
You can ask the spirits if you should pass the Ouija board on to the children and see what it says.
Yeah. I mean, what about the magic 8-ball? Is that evil too?
That is not evil.
Well, what's the diff? It's giving you messages from the other side.
But that's just like, should I do my laundry today? And you shake it, and it's like, outlook doubtful.
Well, you can ask the Ouija board that. You can ask the Ouija board any question you want.
I've never heard of a spirit coming through the magic 8-ball. That's ridiculous.
You don't know, though, do you?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's asking questions of something and then getting some mystical answer.
That's just, will I ever find my boyfriend? The Ouija board is, do you see my grandma?
I'm just
saying. Is grandma there? I'm right here, honey.